The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, when you hear that there is a search ongoing for people missing at sea, you always fear the worst. And particularly this morning when news broke that there had been an overnight search for two young women missing, having been paddleboarding in Galway near Furbo. Well, you really did fear the worst. And then, as you've heard from Niall there on the 5 of 5, great news, fantastic news that the two girls, Ellen Glynn, who's 17, and Sarah Feeney, who's 23, both from Galway City, have been found, albeit so far away from the point where they went missing. It's an extraordinary story, thankfully, has turned into a really good news story. Mike Swan is with us, who is operations manager for the RNLI lifeboat in Galway. Mike, this is a terrific outcome. Tell us all about it, please.
Yeah, it is. It is a fantastic outcome for everybody in Galway, and especially for the family members of the two girls, you know. So last night we were tasked at 10 o'clock last night that we were told that there was two young girls were missing on these paddle boards. And so we launched and went straight to the scene, and then we started doing a search. Now, the conditions last night wasn't great. There was a northeasterly wind, force 5, and there was an awful kind of heavy rain and stuff, so the visibility wasn't great. But we started the search, and as we progressed through the night, then we were joined by the Iron Islands lifeboat and also by Rescue 115 from Shannon, the rescue helicopter, the Coast Guard helicopter. Through the night then, we kind of just kept on searching. 2 o'clock in the morning then, we actually drove out to Barna and we changed our crew and we refueled the boat and got the boat back out there again, kept going. So then 7 o'clock this morning, did the same thing, changed the crew again and refueled the boat and back out again. So we kept the boat in the water the whole time, kept searching. So from daybreak then, we had, because we're a great multi-agency team down here in Galway, thank God, we had everybody came on board. We had the Coast Guard from Doolin, the Costello Coast Guard boat came out. We had local boats came out. The Civil Defence came out with their boats. So we had loads of boats on searching the whole bay. And then local fishermen, of course, then came on board.
And Mike, that stage, how fearful were you for the two girls or for the two young women, given the conditions at sea as well?
You can always say, you know, it's very touch and go and everything. But I'm very positive. We're very positive here in our station, so we never give up. So we always said, look, we keep going, we keep pushing. And hopefully we get a result. The fact that they were on two boards and everything, they couldn't just disappear. And so we had to keep going. And so we were definitely pushing all our resources out there to cover as much as we could, and which we did. We kind of saturated the inner bay, and then we started doing searches then, say, from Blackhead. I don't know if you know, say, if you draw a line from Blackhead to Spittle, and I kind of searched a good bit west there. So we had... During the search, really, we had the Shannon-based helicopter, we had the Sligo-based helicopter, and we also had the Waterford-based helicopter come up. So we had all the agencies were really from all over the country coming to give us a hand, and we kind of saturated the whole bay. And luckily, Patrick Oliver, who kind of fishes out of Galway City here, and basically he before he went out, he said, "I'm going to go down real south," and we said, "Yeah, work away, we'll keep an eye on you." And he does his way down then off in his shear. And lo and behold, didn't he come across them? They were like 2.5 miles southwest of Inishere. So they had travelled like a serious distance.
They had, because I was just looking at the map of that, Mike, because Furbo is out to the west of Galway City on your way out to Connemara. But they were found down, effectively down off the Clare coast, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Literally, they were nearly, you could say, they were looking in at the Cliffs of Moher, just the start of the Cliffs of Moher. That's where they were found. And for other people, they might know, Spittle and Barna, if you kind of draw a line in between, so halfway between the two of them, that's where they kind of started off. So with the wind and everything, when they went offshore, because of northeasterly wind, and you have these boards, that like they're inflatable kind of surfboards, big surfboards, and they're on top of the water, and the wind is basically is the big danger for them. So they just took off, you know, and the wind just set them. And
God, how like terrifying that must have been for them. But then,
absolutely, yeah.
But did they, according to us, did they grab onto sort of lobster pots or whatever at their final destination?
Literally, during from what I gather, during the night of the nearly probably daybreakish, they came out, they were down by Inishere, and they said they'd start to paddle towards Inishere, from what I gather. And next thing is they saw a lobster pot, and they went up there, and they tied to the lobster pot, and they said, look, at least we're staying here. And, oh, you know, the grace of God, thank God they did, you know, because if they kept on going any further, they could be down well past Cliffs of Moher by the time Leith and Patrick would have got them, you know. So it was something for us, like we've had searches over the years, but we've never had one for the casualties to drift so far.
How were they? Because what was the condition of the water? What was the temperature of the water? Because would they not have been nearly frozen being in the water that long?
Yeah, the two girls, like, they had buoyancy aids, which was kind of good because it's like a really tight jacket and kept kind of their main organs kind of warm, you know. But they also had the swimsuits on. They didn't have wetsuits, which is the best, which was... Would have helped them more, but as it was, they didn't have. So they're definitely out in the open with the cold and everything. So the, you know, hypothermia could have been coming on. But at the same token, they were very cute. They stuck together. They stayed together. You know, kept themselves going. And I suppose the fact that they can, you know, between the two of them talk and keep everybody going. You know, keep the two of them going. But they had the decency, the cup on probably to tie the two boats together, the two boards together, and then tied to the lobster pot, which kind of really, there's so many things saving them. It was unreal. Like, to,
wow, what a story they're going to have to tell in years to come. I'd imagine there's going to be a traumatic experience for them that they're going to need a bit of help living through. But you know, one thing strikes me, Mike, whoever got the opportunity to deliver the news to their families, must have been just so overjoyed to get that news.
Especially when the mother, she raised the alarm from the beach where the two girls took off. She was on the phone there. She raised the alarm from there. And as far as I gather, she stayed there the whole night, you know, with friends or whatever. So she didn't really move. So I'm sure when she heard that they were safe and well, she must have been over the moon, you know.
Oh, I can only imagine how she must have felt. It's a fantastic achievement, though, and it just shows, I mean, the point that you made about everybody getting stuck in, all of the boats going out, the fishermen, the helicopters. It's fantastic to think that when the effort is made like this, that there are times when it actually comes off, that it is so justifiable to put all that effort in.
Exactly, yeah. Well, for years, like, we used to, like, in Galway, where, unfortunately, there was quite a few people that entered the water with regards to the river. But we have multi-agencies that we work to meetings during the year, and we all work as a unit. So it's great because then we all know each other. And, you know, you pick up a phone, and next thing is you can have 6 boats or you can have 10 boats out there. And, the organization, be it a big thing to get so many boats out and everything, but it's only a few phone calls and we can get it all together and everybody knows everybody, and you know, we formulate a plan and we work to that plan then, you know.
Well, so, congratulations to everybody involved for doing such fantastic work, and particularly, what's the name again of the fisherman who found
Oliver and Morgan Oliver. Patrick is a crew member here, show crew member here, and believe it or not, Morgan's actually, at least name was down before this, but it's definitely down now for joining the lifeboat crew in Dolby.
That's brilliant. Listen, I believe you're going off to have a pint. It's well deserved, a celebratory pint.
You sure are.
Mike Swan, thank you very much, Operations Manager from the RNLI Lifeboat in Galway, for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM. And our best wishes to the two young women, Ellen Glynn and Sarah Feeney. It is fantastic news to hear that something like that, which could have been such an awful tragedy, when it works out very well.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.